Renewable energy is now responsible for almost 28% of the electricity generated in Australia. But there's a major obstacle to its expansion, the lack of transmission infrastructure to get the power to where it's needed. National Regional Affairs reporter Jess Davis has the story.
Across the country, renewable energy zones are being planned, and Central West New South Wales will be home to one of the first to get underway.
So the renewable energy zone is like a modern-day power plant. It's a combination of solar, storage, wind and transmission infrastructure.
Karen Stark is a farmer and renewable energy consultant from Narromine, which is in the zone.
And what it's going to enable us to do is create 3 gigawatts of energy that will be in the Central West and bring massive amounts of private investment into the region.
To do that, a new high voltage line has to be built by Transgrid, which operates the transmission network in New South Wales and the ACT. It wants to put the line across prime agricultural land on the Merriwar-Cassilis Plateau.
Transgrid and the government could not pay us enough money to host this power line, and we will defend our land.
That's farmer Peter Campbell, one of several locals fighting the project.
We acknowledge that there is a transition, but what we're saying is the line needs to go in the right place.
When farmers host wind turbines or solar panels, they're paid a substantial annual fee. But the law in most states only allows transmission companies to make a one-off payment to landholders, and they can compulsorily acquire land.
We were sold a line that we will get $140 off our energy bill. That's a bitter pill to swallow for landholders that are going to host an 80-metre wide easement across their property and not be compensated properly for it.
Transgrid Executive Manager Craig Stallon says he's open to a different payment system.
We're supportive of investigating and working with the New South Wales Government on those proposed changes.
The transmission companies are strictly bound by these rules that are outdated, archaic, are simply not working.
Professor Andrew Blakers from the ANU believes the whole system needs an overhaul.
We need to accelerate the transmission rollout, and basically the moment a new power line is completed, there's a rush of the wind and solar farm companies to saturate the capacity of that line as soon as they can.
Federal Labor has promised $20 billion to create a government-owned entity that'll rebuild and modernise the grid. The federal government has invested $250 million for new transmission lines, but Energy Minister Angus Taylor has ruled out a national body to update network infrastructure.
That would be a massive change in the way our federation works. State governments do planning.
Even with better compensation, farmer Peter Campbell plans to put up a fight.
Farmers are fed up with having to justify why we need to protect our land for food and fibre production.
Things need to be designed in a way that considers agriculture and considers the land. What we need to get right is the compensation for those farmers.
That's Karen Stark, a Narromine farmer and renewable energy consultant, ending that report from Jess Davis.